Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode. Thanks for joining me. This week, we're going to be talking about scaling. When we're moving a business and we're trying to scale and grow, many of you are scaling and don't even know you're scaling, or wanting to scale but don't know where to start, or have an idea and don't know how to implement it. And that's all okay. This video may be, or this podcast may be at the right time for you with all this. So a lot of questions have been coming up with the people in my circle that are trying to scale and grow and do all these things in their business. What does scaling mean, and what's the difference between growing? When you're in growth mode, what ends up happening is you're spending more to try and grow. So as you're growing, it doesn't feel like your bottom line is growing. That's how you know you're in growth mode. Your numbers are increasing, your gross income is increasing, but then take home profit maybe not, because as you're growing, you're adding more people or more things or more services to your business. So it doesn't actually feel like you're profiting. And that is okay. Many of you fall into this category because we spend a long time growing. It can take years to grow, should take years to grow. We don't strike oil very often, or gold or diamonds, whatever analogy you want to use. So that's the difference between growing. Growing means you're influxing new members to your practice. You're getting more new patients to sign on. You're getting more visits per week. You're getting more visits per month. You're getting more volume into your practice. You may have to add another doctor to help you out, another staff member to help you out, another front desk staff member. This is how you know you're growing. And you should always be preparing to grow by bringing in the right people. That's growth. Scaling is different. This is when you've reached a point of growth where you've got multiple streams of marketing working for you. You've got a predictable volume coming in month to month. And now you're trying to add a complete lateral to your business. It's something completely different. So sometimes in healthcare, a lot of things get mismoshed as far as modalities. So we may add something like cold laser to the practice and be like, I'm scaling. That's really not scaling. That's growing. You're servicing your patient base with more modalities. Modalities typically don't scale a business. This is how a lot of these companies that sell these expensive machines to us tell us we're going to scale our business. You're not going to scale your business. You may grow your business because your case value average may increase, or your office visit average may increase in your business. We call these the CVAs and OVA statistics in our office, where when we start to grow, we start to add more modalities, we're charging the adjustment fee or the visit fee for the patient encounter, the exam fee, whatever it is, the consultation fee, and then you're adding on the modality. This is called bundling. If you care plan at the beginning, you may bundle packages together for the patient. Examples from our office are chiropractic, massage, acupuncture, red light, decompression. These are all modalities that we offer patients depending on what they need. So if they're chronically inflamed, we may bundle red light with the chiropractic. If they've got stiffness, tightness, we may couple massage therapy with chiropractic and acupuncture. We may bundle 1, 2, 3, 4 modalities all together. These are all growth strategies to increase our OVA and CVA. Sounds bad from a business perspective when you're trying to help people and you say, well, we got to increase our office visit average. Well, are you truly taking care of the patient, or are you just looking at the bottom line? That's not how we're looking at this. This podcast is strictly your bottom line. I already know and have vetted everybody in the 101 group that you guys are ethical and moral providers that are looking to serve your community. So I'm not here screening about ethics and morality. I'm screening about your bottom line. I want you all to build businesses that you can retire and sell on, that have profit and that you can retire and walk away with, or manage later, or truly operate in a business model rather than in a philanthropic model like most of us service providers are. We want to help people, yes, but I mean, how many of you don't want to make money? Oh, wait. Yeah, of course. We're all in this to pay bills and make money and then walk away with a profit. So when we look at these things, you're not adding modalities to make more money. You're adding modalities based on what the demand is in your office. You may bring in a physical therapist. You may bring in massage therapist. You may bring in a nurse practitioner. You may bring in whatever it is that your demographic is telling you about. And this comes with good dialogue. So, Enrico, how do I know what modalities I should bring in? Going for the shiny objects is usually the worst case scenario when it comes to any business, is going for the new and best thing that's out there and shiny, especially when the marketers are calling you about those products. Hey, do you want to add Shockwave? Hey, do you want to add Softwave? Hey, do you want to add cold laser? Laser this, laser that, the newest and greatest, our new model. These are the things that kind of get you into trouble because you haven't vetted your patient base yet on whether they need this. So you're vetting it on, oh man, I think this would be great, but is it really great? These are a few questions you need to ask yourself when you're trying to grow versus scale. So just explore the modalities that may be useful for your office. Most chiropractors, massage therapy goes so well. And these can be worked in two ways, a W-2 or a 1099, depending on the structure and the freedom that you want to give to your massage therapist. Just remember, a 1099 is unruled. They can come in and create their own schedule. They bring in their own stuff. They have their own lotions. They do their own laundry. They do all that stuff. That's a true 1099. They can rent from you, or you can pay them a percentage of the collections. W-2, if you tell them what days they can come in, or if you have a table for them to use, they're automatically W-2. They cannot be a 1099. You cannot survive. In most states, trust me on this, I've seen people get burnt. That is the line. That is the line between an employee and a 1099. Acupuncturist, nutritionist, weight loss coach, health coach, whatever you're bringing into your office for people, these are all growth strategies. And I would survey your patients. You'd start having a dialogue. This stuff should take a couple months before you pull a trigger on what you're bringing into the office. And when it comes to modalities, maybe it's something that you are taking care of a lot. Maybe you're like, man, I do work on a lot of knee injuries. I don't know what's up with that or what the community is. Maybe you live in Denver, Colorado. You got a lot of skiers in the area and mountain climbers and hikers. And you get to see a lot of knee and ankle stuff. And you're like, hey, should we bring in some type of cold laser to help them? These are all growth modalities that we can bring in to the practice that may be good calls for this and increasing our CVA for that. Finding the right providers and knowing your state laws as far as employment is really important. And then training and collaborating with them. So we train our massage therapists. I don't train them on massage therapy. I assume that they know this way better than I do. But when they come into the office, we train them and be like, listen, every care plan I put together for a new patient, I offer them a free massage, or I bundle 4, 5, 6 massages in there for them because I know they're going to need it. Or they've mentioned that, wow, I came in here because you guys do everything and I really love massage. I ask these questions on the first day or the virtual consult. So when I get that, I'm ready for the bundle and there's very little objections. They're like, this is great. But what I teach our massage therapist is that, hey, you're going to get a free massage. We're going to pay for that free massage. We're going to bundle it into their care plan. It's free. Literally, that's how I value stack my care plan for them. And you get one massage. And I usually tell the patient, I don't know if you're going to like this person. I don't know if you're going to like the massage. I don't know if it's going to be beneficial for you, but here it is. It's free. No harm, no foul. Give it a shot. It's part of your care, and go try out one of our massage therapists. So I teach the massage therapist, hey, when this person comes to you, when all these new patients come to you, it's now your job to reassess them from a massage therapy standpoint. And once they do that, now they can create a care plan. It's really nice to meet you, Dan. Put some heat on this when you get home. I recommend doing massage once a week. That shoulder's not moving properly. I agree with the doctor. It's frozen shoulder. Let's work on that. Let's do this once a week for, at least 6 weeks and then reassess. Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Appreciate it. And they move on. So these are the things that we're doing all the time as far as training and moving people in that direction. So that is growth strategies versus scaling strategies. So let's get into more of scaling. Right? So what does this mean? What does it mean when we're ready to scale? Scale is a completely different business or a completely different lateral that you bring into your office. It may be a completely different paradigm or structure that brings in another new business stream. So it's a it can work as a complete lateral to your business. So everything I just gave you examples are growth strategies within your business that fall under your business umbrella that you can guide. But when we move over to a scaling, it's almost like a whole new structure. In some cases, it may be a whole new corporation. In some cases, it's not. It's just a lateral. It's like off to that side. Maybe you bring in a team of physical therapists that end up doing stretching and physical therapy and work with patients for 40 minutes and do strengthening, or a personal fitness coach or whatever it may be, where you create a cooperation in your office where maybe you oversee everything so the profits run through your company and you pay them out, or you let them run and rent from your space. These are scaling things that bring in additional streams of revenue to your business. That's what scaling is all about. And scaling doesn't have to be physically under your roof. You could end up branching out with satellites. You could end up branching out with other types of businesses that you still own in different locations. You might open up like a stretch place. You may open up another massage place somewhere else that you run massage memberships out of. You may run completely different businesses. That's scaling. That's scaling in different ways. The most simplistic model that we all think of as healthcare providers is opening up satellite clinics. That's the textbook scaling method of you've got a turnkey systems and procedures business that you've been running. It works really well. And now you're ready to move 20 miles somewhere else, somewhere close where you can manage it and try a satellite practice. Maybe you have enough staff, they're being rewarded, they're being promoted, and you're going to tell them, hey, you're going to be the clinic director over there. And maybe even 25% owner, or however way it works. That's the definition of scaling versus growing. So make sure when we're doing these things that training and collaboration are top notch. You got to find the right providers when it comes to any type of scaling, because scaling means you need help. You're not going to be able to run 2, 3, 4 practices by yourself. You may think you can, but you'll realize how difficult that becomes long term. Make sure you know your regulatory and compliance considerations are all there. You know, if you're just replicating what you do in your office and moving up to satellite, then it's pretty easy. You just copy your systems and procedures books and you're moved to go. But if you're moving into a different lateral and a different business, then maybe this is time to maybe go right deep into this and figure out exactly what we're going to do for the scaling. There's always challenges when it comes to scaling, just like there's challenges with growth. But the main question and consideration as I consult business owners all the time about this, and when they think they're ready for scaling, sometimes we have to pump the brakes and tell them, hey, there's maybe some more growth that needs to happen first. Or I'm like, yes, you're ready to scale. This requires freeing up your schedule and giving it the time to be successful to scale. And scaling takes time at that time as well. So we need to be in a business that is growing, that has a profit, that has a good bottom line, that can substantiate the move for a lateral. That's the difference between growth and scale. I hope that makes sense. But a lot of us are getting caught in between that. And I've realized I thought I was scaling everything when really I was just scaling one thing and I was really growing everything else. And if you feel like your numbers are always going up every quarter, like us, we've got 5 years of data, it just more and more and more, and the expenses just keep following it more, you're in growth mode. You keep pumping in the profits back into expenses to keep that growing machine going. At some point, the scale is going to tip. The scale is going to tip. And at that point, that's where scaling comes into play for many, many reasons. And those of you that have crossed that bridge know that tax implications become an issue at that point, right? Let's say your overhead's 550K a year, and last year you did 650 and it was 100, and now this year it's 575K overhead, but you're on pace for 790. Now we're running into tax implications as far as capital, you know, gains there for profit. This is where we want to look at maybe scaling. This is scaling into a new business. Anything that you do accounting wise or investing into the new business becomes an expense of your current business. And there's many ways to do this, and there's many reasons to do this. For some of you, you're like, I never want to scale. I never want to do this again. That's perfectly fine. Stay in growth mode. And then you want to just try and find profitability in your business all the time. So that, I hope that kind of eases you. This year, you see a lot of people, you know, maybe even making less than they did last year. They're kind of on a decline and wondering if something's going wrong. and they have to cut back on expenses. I'm guilty of this in quarter three this year. You know, we're like, hey, you know what? This is just not logistically not going to run. Let's cut back on some of the growth strategies we've been pumping money into, halt on that, and decrease the overhead so that our current level of gross income is matching or making. You got to be profitable each month. You can't keep running a deficit all the time. Sometimes it happens. In a month, you may spend more than you make, but that's business because we're reinvesting and that's okay. So growth versus scale, common thing. That's how you know the difference. If you're looking to help more of your clients in your office, you're probably growing because you're trying to grow your bottom line. If you're trying to create a whole new idea, a whole new paradigm in your office, it's probably scaling. Both great. And having a good coach goes a long way with this, or a mentor that has done it before and has been successful with that exact same model that you're doing is a great thing to find when you're doing this. Answer any questions. Use our group too. There's a lot of people that have done everything I've just said and are more than happy to chime in and help you out. It's a safe group for all of us at Marketing 101. Thanks for tuning in. Like, share, leave a comment, and here or on our YouTube channel or on any of the streaming services that you've heard this on, Apple, Spotify, Google. Appreciate it. See you next week. Stay well and healthy.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.